Welcome back, crowdfunders. I got a great question. Someone asked, are investors still investing? Do you see a decrease in business crowdfunding? Let's talk about that.
Hey, this is Dr. Letitia Wright, and you're listening to the Get Crowdfunded Now podcast. This podcast is for anybody who's interested in crowdfunding. You want to learn about raising money for your business, investing, or even how to raise money for a charity using crowdfunding. I'm your host, Dr. Letitia Wright, America's crowdfunding strategist and a crowdfunding expert that's actually been there, done that, and got the money. Thanks for hanging with us. Here's today's podcast. This podcast is sponsored by Podcorn. Podcorn is a fast and easy way to get your podcast sponsored by great companies that are aligned with your podcast. The Podcorn market has host read ads, interview segments, topical discussions, and more. There are no middlemen, and you get to set your own rates and collaborate directly with brands. You don't have to give up any of your rights, and you have full control over how you monetize your podcast. I love it. Podcorn.com. That's podcorn.com.
Okay, let's talk about the question of the day. And I thank the person for sending that in. If you've got questions of the day, of course, want you to send yours in too. But they wanted to ask, did I feel like crowdfunding was, there was less or more of an interest in it? Did I feel like it was going down, alternative funding, equity funding? Well, in these times of coronavirus, I have to say, I feel like it's the same or more. Personally, I'm doing more work right now with different clients and working with people. The thing is that there are investors who are still interested in investing. The challenge is that things have pivoted. That doesn't mean that business has gone away, business has grinded to a halt. I know it's super scary to sit there and watch your whole community shut down and malls be empty and, you know, no one's going to work. And it seems like there's nothing going on. Everybody's very focused about how bored they are at home. Everybody's posting games. Everybody's trying to, it seems like everybody's just trying to keep busy while this shutdown is happening. But the truth is, there's a lot happening in the business world. There's a whole lot happening in the business world. I'm going to do a whole nother podcast on this, but Airbnb just closed over $1 billion in investment. And this just happened in April. Like, this happened April 6th. I'm going to do a whole podcast just on that because, you know, that's freaking amazing in and of itself. But here's the thing, is investors want to protect their investment in Airbnb, and they have every confidence. This means they have every confidence that travel and leisure and all that is coming back. So business is still happening. Your business can still be funded and still be happening. But what you have to do is you definitely have to be solving a problem. It can't be just a frivolous kind of thing. Technology, still getting funded big time. So this is a super, super duper short, but I just wanted to encourage you that yes, business is still going on. Your dreams for your business can still happen. You do have to know how to pitch. I've got a whole new series that I'm hosting, and most people want to know how to get in touch with an investor. They need to be on this series because and I'll put a link into the show notes. But with this series, not only do we have investor in speaking, but if you're registered, you can actually talk with them, ask questions, and get a direct connection. The first step in getting an investor to invest in you is for them to know who you are. So if you're ready to meet an investor and you're thinking about, oh, wow, should I move forward or not? Let me just tell you, you should definitely be thinking about moving forward. Okay, check the show notes for the links to the event, and we'll talk to you soon. It's a weekly event for the next 6 weeks.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, and please share it out with your friends. I appreciate it so much. And you can financially support the podcast with 99 cents a month, or $4.99 a month, or $9.99 a month. That's right. Surprise! It's crowdfunding. Hey, you can support the podcast any way you like here on anchor.fm. I appreciate that. And I've got a special gift. Those of you who are supporting at the $9.99 a month will get a review of your projects. Normally I charge $250 an hour, but for my sweet and generous supporters, I am here for you. So you do whatever you want to do to help me, and I am going to help you. Thank you so much, and I'll see you again next time. Remember, ignoring one's conscience is neither safe nor right.